This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there is a great focus on California. Why? Well, first of all, because they are about to enact into law, unless Gavin Newsom does the unexpected and the right thing to do and vetoes a horrible new bill. He vetoed a previous bill, much to his credit, about mandating ethnic studies in the schools. It is exactly the wrong kind of extreme left, America-hating, America-bashing nonsense that would now be frozen into law as part of the curriculum for anybody who wants to graduate from high school. We will get to that issue in just a moment, because there's more with Gavin Newsom. He's facing an almost certain recall election, and that has to be scheduled. And one of the things that he is obviously playing with is that segment of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party in California that just wants, with all their might, to get rid of Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, Senator Feinstein's 87. She was just reelected, not in this last election, but she was reelected 2 years ago in the 2018 election. She was reelected handily. And there is an increasing discussion of, now try to follow this, of Joe Biden, who is no spring chicken himself, but he's 9 years younger. Actually, Joe Biden is 9 years younger than Dianne Feinstein. So she is the same age. She is older than Joe Biden would be at the end of his second term, if he gets a second term. I don't think he's going to run for a second term. But in any event, Dianne Feinstein is married to a much younger guy. He's 2 years younger than she is. So he's 85. His name is Richard Blum. He's a very wealthy investor, and he's been a big supporter of many Democratic Party causes. Apparently, Biden is about to appoint Richard Blum to an ambassadorship, because that's what you do. You take party insiders and lots of donors, and you give them ambassadorships. It's one of those things I've talked about on this show before, but wouldn't it be a good idea if we saved some money on this whole embassy idea? In this age of Zoom and computers and intercontinental communication, do we really need to build these huge, lavish buildings, outposts of America, in 180 different countries all around the world? And then pay people lavishly to hold dinners and conduct 4th of July celebrations in even the smallest, least important countries. And then if you serve as an ambassador, it's not only kind of fun, it's like spending a year abroad. You come home and then you get to be called ambassador for the rest of your life. It's kind of a nice title. Okay, the entire thing about Richard Blum being appointed an ambassador somewhere, part of the idea about that is that he would take Senator Feinstein with him. She would resign from the U.S. Senate. She's not going to be impeached. There's no equivalent of the 25th Amendment for people to declare her incapacitated. As she insists, she is not incapacitated. She has lost none of her acuity. And it's somewhat similar to the kinds of charges that a lot of people on the right bring against Joe Biden, though the people on the left who are bringing these charges against Dianne Feinstein think they have more to go on, where she is not so regularly attending meetings, et cetera, et cetera. The way this is covered in the New York Times says Mr. Blum's desire for an ambassadorship could prove consequential. though Governor Gavin Newsom of California facing an increasingly likely recall threat and eager to energize his party's base, made a pledge on MSNBC with Joy Reid this week. What was that pledge? Well, you'll hear it. This is clip 18, the governor of California with Joy Reid on MSNBC. Listen.
If, in fact, Dianne Feinstein were to retire, will you nominate an African-American woman to restore the seat that Kamala Harris is no longer in the United States Senate? And do you have a name in mind?
I have multiple names in mind. We have multiple names in mind, and the answer is yes.
Okay, what that means is that he would appoint a black woman. Now, he didn't do that last time because the largest ethnic group in California is Latinos. There are more Latinos than white people in California right now. And so he felt it was necessary to appoint the first ever Mexican-American senator. So he appointed Alex Padilla, who was just getting used to his job. But if there's another Senate appointee, I mean, people talk about Karen Bass, a congresswoman who is black. Doesn't it bother you a little bit that, first of all, Feinstein has said she's not resigning? Okay, and they're talking about appointing someone to replace her before she even resigns. But secondly, that the idea that we are going to say her are so important that the person who holds this job must be black and female. Now, Joe Biden, you could say, during the campaign, he said long in advance of the convention that if he got the nomination, he would appoint a female running mate. But he did consider some white alternatives with that. It was not the same idea of privileging someone because of race. And that, it seems to me, is a bit of a problem. There's another problem with Feinstein being hustled out the door by the governor of her state. Jake Tapper of CNN challenged the governor about why he's already talking about appointing someone to replace a senator who says she means to finish her term. This is clip 18B.
Why did you tell MSNBC? Did you tell her that you had multiple names in mind to fill the seat, given the fact that she doesn't plan on leaving that seat?
Jake, I did something that in politics everyone wants you to do, but you're not supposed to do, and that's I directly answered a question.
Uh-huh. So why not simply acknowledge that you made a mistake or say that the question is inappropriate? Then Jake Tapper confronted Newsom about the one meal in his life that has given him the most indigestion. This is clip 6.
It's been observed that the recall petition had only around 50,000 signatures until you infamously attended that dinner with multiple other households at that fancy restaurant, French Laundry or whatever it's called, a birthday party for a lobbyist, no less, all while you were telling Californians that they should be staying at home. So with about 50, 55,000 signatures before you had that dinner, then a month later, that 50,000 signatures had become something like 500,000. Now, I know, Governor, you have apologized for that dinner. You called it a mistake to go. But what I was wondering at the time, and I don't think you've answered, what on earth were you thinking?
Well, as a friend of over a quarter of a century, he's having his 50th birthday. Restaurants were open in the state. I wasn't suggesting people should not eat.
Okay. Again, why not simply acknowledge? I wish I could take that back. There are many paths by which a Republican could actually win the governorship of California in 2021. And if that happened, it would be a remarkable step forward for the party. And that's necessary given what California is about to do with this atrocious bill on ethnic studies. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back. big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners, free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved Show, and happy St. Patrick's Day. I mention that because with ethnic studies, I wonder if Irish Americans will get the full and important and admiring treatment that they deserve. Not just on March 17th, but every day of the year. Wall Street Journal writes about this new curriculum that is going to be imposed on every high school student who means to graduate in the state of California. unless something is done to stop it, its final decision is supposed to be made tomorrow. And Wall Street Journal writes under the headline, "A New Curriculum Rejects Merit and Sees Oppression Everywhere." It says the largest U.S. state is moving this week toward imposing a radical ethnic studies curriculum as a high school graduation requirement. The recent push to mandate ethnic studies has met resistance from liberals and conservatives, including a surprise veto last year from Governor Gavin Newsom. He called for revisions in the model curriculum before the state required it. But now that some of the most eyebrow-raising parts have been edited out, there was one famous assignment in the curriculum that asked students to comment on how Jews gained their racial privilege. was not well received by the Anti-Defamation League or other organizations. Because of that, there was a surprise veto from Governor Newsom. And he then sent the entire project back to be reworded and to cleaned up and fixed. And once that is approved by the State Board of Education on Thursday, the legislature can again send Mr. Newsom its bill to make it mandatory for K-12 students. So what will California teenagers be taught? A multitude of ethnic groups have shaped the American experience, that's true, and some of the material presents that history. But the thrust of the hundreds of pages of course outlines is to enlist students in progressive politics. Quote, "One of the main focuses of ethnic studies is translating historical lessons and critical race theory into direct action for social justice." That's what a course outline says. Do you want your high school students to be taught this crap? This requires that students are taught to view the American creed as sinister. One lesson plan introduces students to what it calls dominant narratives, defined as stories told in service of the dominant social group's interests and ideologies. A University of Michigan lesson plan that forms the basis for the outline explains that one example of a dominant narrative was the antebellum claim before the Civil War that slavery is included for purely political reasons. The absurdity here that slavery, pardon me, is necessary for the well-being of slaves. That is what they are deriding as a dominant narrative. A contemporary example of a dominant narrative, according to the lesson plan, that America is a meritocracy and anyone can achieve their ambitions through hard work and perseverance. In other words, that's supposed to be a dominant narrative that's a lie. They're telling you that it is a lie, that you can achieve your ambitions through hard work and perseverance. Why would you want to convince high school students that your hard work is meaningless? It's all doomed. The only thing that matters to you is not your hard work and your personal ambition and your personal record and what you achieve. The only thing that matters is changing society and moving towards social justice. It's all judging people as members of some blob, of some group, rather than saying, look, we're all individuals. It's up to us. Why would California, ask the Wall Street Journal, why would California want to teach young people that their dreams of rising through merit are akin to the defenses of slavery? Because a core tenet of ethnic studies is that a person's identity is determined first and foremost by group membership. Another teaching resource warns that if we accept meritocracy, then, quote, we would strive to do our best on our own. And we should instead focus, and that we should focus on individual achievement, as if that was wrong. That's what you want to discourage. Ethnic studies wants to invert traditional American ideas of individual merit, writes the journal, opportunity and success. It imposes its own dominant narrative that interprets all social interactions through the lens of oppression, including a worksheet on the four eyes of oppression: ideological, institutional, interpersonal and internalized. In other words, you sort of look at internalized oppression, interpersonal oppression, institutional oppression, and ideological oppression. Great! So instead of the three R's, right, we have the four I's. That's like four I's. It's like glasses, right? No. It's interpersonal, internalized, institutional, and ideological oppression. If America's traditional narratives are designed to encourage social mobility and prosperity, California's proposed Marxist alternative narratives are designed to encourage intergroup conflict and perpetual upheaval in existing institutions. That's explicit in sample assignments, such as drafting a manifesto of demands for the Third World Liberation Front. So lesson. Of demands for the Third World Liberation Front, or of implementing a systemized campaign for social justice in their school. Can just imagine what that would look like. When we encounter dominant narratives, the curriculum declares, we must always ask, what is the motivation behind this narrative? Californians would do well to ask the same question about the radical narrative promoted in this mandatory curriculum. The motivation is a left-wing power grab. And it's not in the interest of ordinary Californians of any ethnicity. One of the interesting things, Newsom is going to have another chance to veto this. If he does, I suspect he'll have no problem winning his recall. I cannot believe that a majority of any group of voters in California believes in this. Speaking about the idea of critical race theory, there is another case, and it's just madness. The same way that I was questioning about appointing a senator, that you should put skin color first as the first qualification. What about selecting a translator? Is it somehow a crime to have somebody translate your work if that individual has a different skin color than you? We will get to that dispute and more coming up on The MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael MedVet Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The Fed keeping its benchmark rate near zero and doesn't expect rate hikes through 2023.
At the Fed, we will continue to provide the economy the support that it needs for as long as it takes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell opening a virtual meeting and said the Fed will remain vigilant as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to criticize President Biden's immigration policies. Speaking today in Dallas, the Republican says the surge of unaccompanied migrant children crossing the border illegally will only get worse.
There's every reason for Americans to expect the number and size of those sites to continue to increase in the coming days.
The Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas will house migrant children for 3 months. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the idea of meritocracy, which is a crucial idea for the American experience. The idea that if you have a brilliant idea, if you have a technological breakthrough, if you have organizational ability, the idea that, people through their own efforts can sometimes do very, very well. It's not all determined by government or by pressure or by lobbying. And by the way, that idea is the idea behind Our Crowd, which is my brother's company based in Jerusalem, Israel, that finds great startups all over the world, a lot of them in Israel, a lot of them right here in the USA, startups that are on the cutting edge technologically. They're working right now with this amazing startup that's had tremendous interest and tremendous success so far, developing new technology for brain surgery, to make brain surgery vastly more safe and more effective. You can read about it. It's a fascinating technology, and based upon the most advanced robotics. No, there'll still be a brain surgeon in charge every time, of course, but this can help. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Our Crowd. Click on it. There's no obligation at all. It's totally free. You can even enroll in some of their webinars about some of these technological breakthroughs. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, a great opportunity to invest for those who are interested in some of the most exciting new startup companies in the world. All right, speaking of new startup companies and individual ability, the idea that everything should be judged according to race, there's another totally outrageous demonstration of that mentality in this story from Spain. And Catalonia, of course, is a region of Spain. It's where Barcelona is, where they speak a different language. They don't speak Spanish. They speak Catalan, which is actually very similar. But a Catalonian translator has been removed from the task of translating the poem written and performed by National Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman at President Joe Biden's inauguration. Why? Because he did not fit the profile. This marks the second instance of a backlash in Europe against a white person being chosen to translate The Hill We Climb, the poem by Gorman, who, of course, is 22 years old, I believe, and she's black. Translator Victor Obiols, he's wrong sex too, oh my, said that Universe had commissioned him last month to translate Gorman's work into Catalan, a language spoken in parts of Spain and Andorra. After he completed the job, the publishing house informed him he was not the right person. They told me that I am not suitable to translate it. They did not question my abilities. They did not question my translation. But they were looking for a different profile, which had to be a woman, young, activist, and black. Okay, how many young black female activists do you think speak Catalan? Honestly, it is a small population. And how many of those people speak good English? It is a very complicated subject that cannot be treated with frivolity, he continued. But if I cannot translate a poet because she is a woman, young, black, and American of the 21st century, neither can I translate Homer because I am not a Greek of the 8th century B.C. or could not have translated Shakespeare into Catalan because I am not a 16th century Englishman. Earlier this month, another author quit a job translating Gorman's poem into Dutch after backlash over the appointment by Dutch publisher Muhlenhof. This is nutty. There is nothing about your skin color that you need to qualify you to do a decent translation. Let me do a decent translation of an email concerning the show yesterday. And it's from Jim in North Bend, Washington. He says, listening to your radio show yesterday, I caught your comments about pigeons, bedbugs, lobbyists somewhere in the middle. Something about comparing lobbyists and pests to radio talk show hosts, and you made the comment, not all lobbyists can be characterized as such. Yeah, I said, if you're a lobbyist, for instance, for pro-life, I think that's admirable. If you're a lobbyist to defend religious liberty, and I know many lobbyists who defend religious liberty, more power to you. That's necessary. Being a lobbyist is the only profession that is specifically protected by the First Amendment. Why? Because the First Amendment gives you the right to petition the government for redress of grievances, namely to lobby. In any event, he goes on, he says, not all lobbyists can be characterized as such. Well, I believe the same could be said for radio talk show hosts. Thank you. I'm Republican, but I think we can do without the utter destruction of other people's character. I agree. Let's stick with debating the principles of our beliefs. Jim in North Bend. Okay, Jim, you're right. We agree. What you were hearing from me was I was quoting an article in the Seattle Times about pigeons. I don't like pigeons. And the article by Ron Judd had the following passage. Not only are pigeons rarely respected, but they're also often considered like radio talk show hosts, bedbugs, and congressional lobbyists, loathsome pests. And I said, really, to associate radio talk show hosts with pigeons and bedbugs? Really? Just seemed to me a bit unfair, and I wanted to stand up for my own profession. This last quarter century. Speaking of the idea of standing up for sanity, there's an example of that actually from Ron DeSantis, who more and more is looking like a serious contender to lead the Republican Party in the challenge that will probably be against Kamala Harris in 2024. Could be against Joe Biden. It's possible. But Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, made the following statement about critical race theory and his curriculum that he is promoting about civics in schools. This is clip 14.
Florida's civics curriculum will incorporate foundational concepts with the best materials, and it will expressly exclude unsanctioned narratives like critical race theory and other unsubstantiated theories. Let me be clear, there's no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory. Teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other is not worth one red cent of taxpayer money. So we will invest in actual, solid, true curriculum, and we will be a leader in the development and in implementation of a world-class civics education.
And he could add a, how do you know what's a true curriculum? A curriculum that reflects what it is that parents would want their children to learn. Speaking about that, with what about learning about transgender issues? Should anyone who questions the current view be banned from writing about it? We'll get to that.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In this great country, there should be great and freewheeling debate about everything. But there are a couple of instances where I think you can get a pretty close to unanimous idea. There is a letter that I'm looking at, and I've been trying to go over it. It's handwritten, and it was filed a couple of days ago in the United States District Court in Denver, Colorado, and it's from a prisoner. Prisoner's name is Jokhar Tsarnaev. Remember him? He was one of the two brothers, his brother died, who killed a cop, murdered people at the Boston Marathon bombing back in 2015, and now is serving out his term. He is suing Merrick Garland, the new attorney general, the Michael Carvajal, the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Barb von Blackkreese. I'm trying to read the handwriting. His handwriting, not the best. Director of North Central Region, Federal Bureau of Prisons. He was suing all these people. And what's the basis for his lawsuit of the Attorney General of the United States? He says, defendants, Attorney General Garland and Bureau of Prisons and blah, 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 they are restricting my outgoing correspondence and familial association. And he goes on for 20 pages of this handwritten material on single line paper. And he keeps talking about hobby crafts. And he's concerned because he wanted to share his hobby crafts with members of his family, but the prisons aren't allowing him to do that. Now, he's a murderer, and he property violates the Fourth Amendment protection from all unlawful search and seizure, even as a prisoner. I retain these constitutional protection of rights. My baseball cap and bandana cannot be reasonably expected to cause physical injury or adversely affect the security, safety, or good order of the institution. And in the 4 years that I maintained possession of the baseball cap and bandana, there was no physical injury or adverse effect to anyone or anything. Okay. What's amazing to me is he obviously is fairly intelligent, and he has learned a lot about the law. And he's writing about his various hobby crafts and his desire to share his hobby crafts with members of his family and to write unimpeded to his sister. And all of this will probably get a full hearing in court. and cost taxpayers a great deal of money. And it's one of the reasons, by the way, that I believe frankly, we should have the death penalty, especially for people who committed egregious crimes. Like, you look at the people whose legs he blew off, who didn't die. The young boy that he killed. I mean, it's truly evil individual. And he writes, in 2015, upon my arrival in the prison, I purchased from commissary the white baseball cap and the Aztec red bandana. I wore those items for 4 years without objection to ward off the summer heat. I was later informed by the unit manager that she confiscated my hat because by wearing it, I was disrespecting the FBI. Okay, again, the idea that there's going to be testimony on this, and this probably will go to court of some kind. America's a great country. And there's this, when you speak of testimony of some kind. Ryan Anderson, who's been a guest on this show, who's a friend of mine, he's the president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He's written a very controversial and very important book called When Harry Became Sally. And it basically makes arguments against some of the lies associated with that so-called transgender rights. And he writes, 3 years ago, the Washington Post ran a hit piece titled Ryan Anderson's Book Calling Transgender People Mentally Ill is Creating an Uproar. The second sentence reads, in the 264-page book When Harry Became Sally, Anderson makes an inflammatory claim that transgender people are mentally ill. Ryan Anderson writes in the Wall Street Journal today, my book made no such claim. I contacted the Post, asking them to quote a single sentence from anywhere in my book supporting their contention that I had called transgender people mentally ill. They couldn't, because it didn't exist. Within a day, the newspaper had entirely rewritten the story, removing the falsehoods and changing the headline. 3 years later, the world's largest e-commerce platform, it's known as Amazon, owned by the richest man on the entire planet, has now canceled my book. In a letter last week to four U.S. senators, Amazon justified its decision to delist When Harry Became Sally by claiming it frames LGBTQ identity as a mental illness. This recycled charge is as false as when Mr. Bezos' newspaper first made it. Why would Amazon exercise its unrivaled market power to banish my book? Because the book is changing minds. In a continuing debate about how best to help patients who experience gender dysphoria. When Harry Became Sally has been praised by medical and legal experts, and that's what makes it unacceptable to the woke. Look, he has a point. You can look it up. 72% of book sales today are through Amazon. And yes, I buy books through Amazon too. It's an easy way to buy books. One of the things that's nice is you can actually look at reviews, positive and negative. So given the fact that they could put up a negative review, they could feature negative reviews, why would they take out the idea, as people point out? I believe that Amazon still sells Mein Kampf, but it won't sell on its platform, Ryan Anderson's book. It's a terrible reality, and it's shameful, frankly. I mean, deeply shameful. And I'm eager to speak to Ryan to give him whatever support I can on this. Speaking of support, there's a movie that came out. Very expensive movie to make. It's nominated for a special effects Oscar. Special effects are pretty good. For the rest of the movie, listen to this review of Tenet.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
John David Washington plays a mysterious secret agent who's trying to avert an apocalyptic cataclysm in the mind-bending, time-traveling, sci-fi action thriller, Tenet. now competing for Oscar nominations and available for rent on various streaming services.
To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Though you'll never understand what's actually going on in one of the most incurably confusing major movies of recent years. Writer-director Christopher Nolan delivers some hard-hitting action scenes and slick special effects, along with strong supporting performances by Kenneth Branagh and Elizabeth Debicki. But in the end, it's not worth the mental energy to even try to figure out what you've just seen. It's rated PG-13, should be R for loads of violence and some sadistic brutality. 2 stars for the puzzling and peculiar Tenet.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
It's also an insufferably dreary film that goes on and on and on. And it's one of those things where Christopher Nolan has done such good work, of course, with the Batman series that he's known for. And also for Dunkirk, which was a Oscar-nominated film, actually could have won the Oscar in a couple of years ago, but not this time. Next time on the Medved Show, David Frum is a fascinating guy who takes unpredictable opinions. He's one of those people who worked for President George W. Bush. He did not support Donald Trump. He now says Joe Biden is blowing his entire presidency. Why? His handling of the border. We'll talk to David Frum from The Atlantic Magazine tomorrow. We'll also be talking about a claim by a number of scholars that woke whites are turning minorities, particularly blacks and Latinos, into Republicans. How are they performing that magic? Well, we'll cover it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.